Time check, 22:17. 27-year-old Nate Nash was 2 minutes away from meeting the legend, the jewel in the tiara, the most valuable asset in CIA's stable. Only 300 meters from the quiet street where he would meet Marble. Sophisticated, urbane, in his 60s, Major General in the SVR, which was the successor to the KGB's first chief directorate, the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service, the Kremlin's overseas spies. Marble had been in harness for 14 years, a remarkable run considering that Cold War Russian sources survived an average of 18 months. The grainy photos of history's lost agents clicked behind Nate's eyes as he scanned the street. Penkovsky, Motorin, Tolkachev, Polyakov, all the others, all gone. Not this one. Not on my watch. He would not fail. Marble was now chief of the Americas Department in the SVR, a position of colossal access, but he was old school KGB, had earned his spurs and general star during an overseas career spectacular not only for its operational triumphs, but also because Marble had survived the purges and reforms and internal power struggles. He did not delude himself as to the nature of the